Languid contentment pooled in her limbs. Even when the sweat drying on her skin started to chill her, Felicia didn't want to move. Tom slid his arm over her waist, probably feeling the same chill.
Wow.
What, you thought I was as innocent as father wishes I was? My first was back in Madrid.
Felicia sat up. Tom stood first to help her up, and then draped his arm over her shoulders as they wandered back up to the trail in search of their clothes. They'd stashed their bags with their clothes in a tree a couple yards off the trail. Even if Felicia hadn't remembered where, the werewolf scents layered on that human-made fabric stood out sharply among the growing things. Tom knocked their packs down, and they both rummaged. Felicia wished she'd thought to bring a brush. Her hair was probably a sight.
Lady!
Tom hurriedly dumped all his clothes into a pile rather than pulling out each piece in order.
Roanoke Dare is gonna kill me.
Rather than jump to conclusions, Felicia waited it out until a few moments later a breeze came at the right angle to bring the newcomer's scents.
And father's not with them. It's just Silver and the Beta.
Tom frowned.
Roanoke Silver, you mean?
He threw her an apologetic grimace.
Sorry, Felicia, but your stepmother's just as scary.
She's not my stepmother.
Her father could have anyone he wanted as a mate, but that didn't give her any connection to Felicia.
They're not married. She's not my anything.
She's still one of your alphas.
Tom froze, underwear in his hands.
Go ahead. I'll be up by the stream.
Silver spoke, presumably to John the Beta. Her white hair showed in flashes here and there through the trees farther down the trail. Felicia suppressed an instinctive urge to look back over her shoulder. The stream beyond them wouldn't have moved in the last few minutes. What were they worrying so much for? Felicia was an adult. She could make her own choices. What did it matter if Silver found out? She'd had enough rest to regather her energy since the last shift. She shifted to Wolf and snatched Tom's jeans out of his hands. She stopped a few yards away and growled an invitation for him to try to get them. Tom frowned without the humor she'd hoped for and grabbed for one pant leg. She took off, fast as she could go on four legs. A beat later, she heard Tom's growl, from a wolf throat this time. No surprise. No way he could keep up with her on two legs. Since she was trying to avoid the Beta and Silver, as well as evade Tom, Felicia headed off the trail quickly, straight to the edge of the property. She ducked under the pathetic barbed wire fence that marked the property line, but couldn't really keep anyone out. Across a shallow ditch, pavement sliced through the trees. She hadn't realized she'd been heading for the road. Tom crashed through the underbrush behind her, and she danced onto the road to keep out of his reach, grinning as she dragged his jeans along the ground. She backed onto the grassy rise on the other side until her hair brushed the fence, and she waggled the pants back and forth. Tom tumbled under the fence and into the ditch, righted himself, and glared at her. After a moment, and with a visible sigh, he bounded after her. Felicia hurled herself back down onto the pavement. Tom, whatever happened to Tom? Lady, please let him be all right.
Lady!
Silver looked to death when she heard Tom scream, even as she pounded into as much of a run as she could get from her human legs. Felicia waded out from the other side, red-tinted black fur pristine as she reached Tom and whined over him in shock. Death spoke using her brother's voice.
And hurry.
Silver nodded and darted out to Tom. The sooner she dragged Tom away, the better. Felicia kept whining as Silver stroked Tom's fur. Finally, Tom's wild self relaxed enough for her to roll him over to see the wounds. The torn and abraded skin wasn't knitting, which meant his healing had more important things to do, like repairing smashed organs. They needed to get him to safety. Felicia must have been thinking along similar lines, because she crouched and began to switch her wild self for tame with hands useful for carrying.
No.
No!
Silver held out her hand to stop Felicia before she even quite understood what Death was reacting to. Another growl approached from up the mountain. Felicia, surprised by Silver's order, settled back onto 4 feet.
Oh my God, your poor dog!
The woman smelled of children, though she had none with her at the moment. She leaned over Tom, black hair fanning down to hang over her shoulders. Silver smoothed Tom's ears, trying to imagine he was a pet, not aware she was desperate to get away from human eyes, so further healing at werewolf speed would not raise alarms.
If we can just move him out of the way, my friend's around, we'll...
That'll take too long. I'll give you a ride down the hill.
She said a word Silver didn't understand but could guess at. One who healed pets, not humans. The last thing Tom needed, though he could have used a were-doctor.
She's really great. I'm sure she can do something for him.
Silver looked again at Tom's wounds. Which was the greater risk? Going along to the pet doctor, hoping that Tom's healing, without additional sleep or food, would stop short of the torn skin, leaving something to at least explain the blood? Or would it be better to knock the woman down, run for it? And how would they take Tom with them if they did run? Felicia couldn't help carry him as her wild self, couldn't switch to her tame in front of the human. Silver couldn't drag him one-armed without showing strength greater than a human woman should have. She seemed to have no choice but to pray to the lady the doctor would see nothing more than a pet with wolf ancestry.
Thank you.